are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Today we have an awesome guest on the line, an award-winning filmmaker who is the talk of the town in Boston right now, Ralph A. Celestin, who has a new amazing film coming out this April called Boston to Philly. So we're going to have an exclusive interview today with Ralph himself and talk about how this film came about, what inspired it, and his entire backstory. We're going to learn all about this cool stuff about Ralph today. So stay tuned and we'll be with him shortly. All right, Next on Scene, I officially have Ralph Celestin himself on the line. Hey, Ralph, how are you today?
Yeah, very blessed. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God, of course. I'm so excited to have you, and you are such an inspiring guest. I have not had a film producer on in a very long time, so this is going to be really fun to tap into and learn all about your background and stuff like that. So tell us how Boston to Philly even came about, like this whole film procedure and all of that. Give us a little backstory.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. And Boston to Philly is one of those projects that really kind of set the precedent of what I want to do for the rest of my film career. And that's just bring a very personal, very in-tune type of story to an audience reflecting on my culture and what I've kind of gone through. So when I first started Boston to Philly, like, it came to life because I was going through a lot of different emotions when writing the film. I was traveling from Boston to Philadelphia. I left behind all my friends, all my family, and I was going to this brand new city where I didn't know anybody. I had never been there before. I'd only traveled there one time, and that was, in fact, to decide if I was going to move there for a job. So when I thought of Boston to Philly and the origin and kind of the first test of how it was created, Jackie, it was just me being filled with so many different emotions, both doubt and confidence, and kind of this excitement, and I just threw it onto the pages, and the script came out of that.
So amazing. And obviously, you know, because people that are listening to this right now probably have not seen the trailer, but I really love how you're taking not only your backstory of like your relocation and your, you know, going through your life, but also other stories, how you all have like your generations of growing up in different areas or whatever it is, to like how to enlighten your journey, right? Isn't that pretty much the premises of it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, again, the entire film, the Philadelphia is its own character. So really, it's an introduction piece to what Philadelphia is in terms of the city and the culture. And like you said, Jackie, you said it right on the money. It's also a personal piece where there's so many different characters with their own character arcs that you're going to find someone you relate to. Some struggle, depending on which character you're kind of, you feel the most personality matching with, you're going to understand what they're going through because you're going to relate to what you've gone through. And that's really what the film is all about. It's different stories, different lives, and different walks of life.
I love that. So obviously, you know, taking your story out, because obviously you're speaking from firsthand perspective, what inspired you to bring on these other stories?
Well, it all comes down to what I was exposed to. For example, the story arc of Ant and G. And by the way, so we actually have the trailer on our Facebook page as well. So if you just go on to Facebook.com, Boston 2 Philly, all in word, Boston number 2 Philly, you'll be able to see it after the interview, of course. But with the story arc of Ant and G, that was completely based around what I learned about Philadelphia in terms of the wealth gap and just kind of like this the sense of uneasiness that is the impoverished communities, and then like kind of the inner workings of the city of Philadelphia. That story arc is about two boys, best friends, that travel from kind of like the hood and go to all these really nice places in Philadelphia. And while they're there, they're kind of, you know, they're explaining, they're describing the differences from where they're from to now where they are. And it kind of gives you a contrast of what it is actually like in Philadelphia, where there are some really tough places, and you go to the inner city of Philadelphia, and you realize that it's very nice. But I wanted to show that in the film.
Right, which is so cool to see both sides. I mean, because that's real life, too. You know, like, this is real life stories of the way people live, and I love that.
Oh yeah, we didn't shy from the truth.
Yeah.
We definitely, again, we mentioned some things with that character. We mentioned the whole affluenza scandal because that happened when I was writing the film. The issue with affluenza and, you know, the idea of being so wealthy that you can't really adhere to normal rules because your lifestyle hasn't been like that. You know, like, you're so wealthy, you can't deal with the element of no.
Right. And, like, just out of here, like, this is just a general question, but transitioning from Philadelphia to Boston, how was that transition?
Well, it was, for the most part, it was a mix of both difficult and easy. It was easy because I made sure to go after things I already knew I liked.
Mm-hmm.
So there comes a point in time that when you know yourself in and out, you find ways to be happy. I play basketball, so when I went to Philadelphia, the first place you'd find me at was the basketball court. And I was able to kind of ease in the transition from one city to the next. Obviously, I love the arts. I love poetry. So I started going to a lot of different spoken word events that actually has more so in Philly than in Boston. So in a sense of finding my, you know, being comfortable, that came easy. Dealing with the grind of Philadelphia, that was hard. Again, I had a whole new job, whole new apartment, didn't have any friends to kind of help me deal with any type of stress or issues that I was facing with work. So that was really tough.
Right. Well, especially because you did it by yourself. Right. Yeah, that's like really impressive. Seriously. And then so this film really came from, like, you wanted to share your story, right? Is that basically the premises of that?
More or less, yeah. I wanted to share my story and an element of a story that's unique and different from any other thing that's been done before. So again, I wanted to showcase what it is like for me leaving one city, going to the next. But I also wanted to showcase Philadelphia in a light that hasn't been shown, because normally when people think of Philadelphia, they think of Killadelphia. They're thinking of a place that's super violent, filled with gang-ridden, you know, towns and gangbangers every which corner. So I figured I'd throw in a love story and show Philadelphia as a gorgeous, extravagant place where you can find art and, of course, love.
I love that. And then how long did this project take to film? Because obviously you were back and forth, right, between Boston and Philly?
Well, no. So when I created the project, I was entirely in Philadelphia. I was based there for the entire duration of the film and a little bit short time afterwards.
Interesting.
It took me about a solid seven months to finish.
I feel like that's not that long. That's impressive.
Well, yeah, I got lucky. I found some great actors that didn't take too many takes.
That helps. That really helps. Now, being a film producer, like, how do you go about picking out your actors and stuff like that? I always get fascinated.
Well, it's easy because I'm the producer and I'm the writer, so I already have the idea in my head what these characters might look. But, you know, it comes down to this great acting. When someone comes in there that knocks it out the park, you see it. You feel it. And from there, you cast them.
Right.
So casting is actually easier than a lot of people would think, especially if you find some great, talented individuals. It makes the job easy, and it was easy for me.
Right. I mean, obviously they did. You didn't need many takes, which was really impressive. That's awesome.
I'll tell you, insider. I'll tell you, when it comes to working with Mia Mendez, more times than not, she would make me like super. Like, she was so good at what she did that she sometimes I'd ask her for my own line at times.
So she'd help you figure out your own lines.
Yeah, oh yeah, Mia, what am I going to say after this again? And she just tell me like that. I'm like, oh, thanks.
That's a good right-hand staff member you got.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So, obviously, of course, we want to announce that the soundtrack is going to be live as well as this podcast. So we're so excited. So tell us all about, who's on the playlist, what kind of music. Give us a little bit of that.
Yeah. So, again, Boston and Philly, the soundtrack. So the music score already has won about 3 or 4 different awards throughout the festival circuit. So the culmination of coming out with Boston and Philly, the soundtrack, comes down to the reaction and the support from the fans. So we have 5 separate tracks that create the entire album, and it's a mix of both R&B, there's rock and roll, There's some hip hop and there's some funk. And it's exciting. We have Lord Jones, who this is his first ever single that he's put out there. So he's a fresh new artist. His name is Lord Jones from Philadelphia. Another track that you probably hear on the trailer is The One by Justin Graham. He's a wonderful artist who unfortunately passed away in the middle of production. And we have two of his songs in the soundtrack, The One and Seasons of Love, that are featured in the film. Again, those are all just like extremely moving tracks.
That's so nice. So you forever like have that guy's memory, Justin, you said?
Yeah, Justin Graham. It is. It is. I was very saddened when I heard the news. It was, again, for some odd reason, the making of Boston of Philly was actually surrounded a lot by people passing away. On a more personal note, my grandfather had passed away. I mentioned that in my TV interview. In the middle of production, it was devastating for me. And I actually wasn't sure if I was going to continue with the project because, I really couldn't think and focus on anything else but that loss.
Right. I'm sure he would have wanted you to finish, though, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I don't know. And for everything that happens in life, it always brings something else, right? It can never replace, but it brings amazing things in the long haul, right? I mean, you've completed this at this point. Bravo to you.
Thank you. Very well said. I agree.
Yeah. No, that's so inspiring. I mean, everybody has bumps in the road. It's how you overcome them, right?
That's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah.
You feel that taste of vindication when you're finally done, knowing that you took a very tough road to get there.
It's true. It is so true. So, of course, so everybody, where can people get the soundtrack?
Yeah, so you'll be able to get it on every single major platform, whether it's iTunes, CD Baby, which is like one of the largest places to find independent music. It's the biggest independent music store in the internet. It's called CD Baby. We're on that platform. We're going to be on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify. There'll be links on our website and our Facebook page, Boston, the number 2 Philly, all one word. So there's anywhere you look up the film, you'll be able to see the soundtrack and listen to it.
Awesome. And what is it selling for, so our audience knows?
Yeah, so each track is only $1.
Oh, awesome.
Rate for most tracks. And to get the entire thing, of course, is only $5.
Awesome. So it is something to not miss, especially for all the movie and music addicts that listen, right? Why not?
Oh, yeah. Well, personally, I think the soundtrack really gives you a great introduction to the film.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost recommend listening to the soundtrack before you even watch the film so you can get excited. So when you finally hear it, you realize what I was trying to put together, what story element I'm giving with this music.
It's so true. You know, you don't realize how impacting music is during a film. It really is. It sets the mood. It sets the tone for the way everything goes. It's a good point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to play a little bit of Game Time, Ralph. I want people to get to know you outside of being a film producer. So we're going to start. There's no limit on, you know, when you have to answer them. You can answer them however you want. This is just so our audience can get to know you outside of your work. So first question, if you were stranded on a desert island, what would be the one thing you would have to bring with you and why? It can't be a person. It would have to be a product.
Okay. that's great. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, of course.
On this island for a long period of time, or like eventually I'll get sick?
Oh, that's a good question. Every time I ask people, that was a good comeback. I think you can really, let's just say you're stranded. If you're stranded there, what would you bring with you?
Okay, well, music is life. So I'd probably get one of those old school Walkmen or MP3 players that has like a stupid amount of battery life. And, you know, just be very, very conservative with that. I need music to get me through the days and the nights.
I love that. I love that. It's so calming and soothing. Somebody told me that too recently. Good choice. I love music. It helps like make you forget about shit that you're dealing with, right? A lot of the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that.
Music is life. Music is absolutely life.
Yeah, it's so good. That was a good one. So if you could spend a day with anybody in the entertainment industry, who would it be and why?
That's a great question. Wow. I guess it'd have to be It'd have to be Will Smith.
Good choice. I love him. He's great.
Yeah, he's funny. Because I feel as though it wouldn't be. I'd learn so much from him, and he's so inspiring that I feel as though I'd leave our days we spent together not only with a huge amount of gems, but with a new best friend.
I love that. And he's also doing now these like motivational lives on Facebook. Have you seen them?
I follow him on Instagram. I've seen a lot on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a good one, Ralph. I love that. Good one. What is one of your favorite foods?
Ooh, ribs.
Ribs. And any specific type of flavor?
So I like to have my own sauces. Like, you go to any rib joint, they'll have their own unique blends of different types of sauces. So I'll just go with normal dry rub ribs, and you add your own flavor to it, whatever you're feeling.
That's awesome. And what is a guilty pleasure? Something that you do in your free time that you, in your regular routine?
I sometimes read Cosmopolitan magazine.
Stop it. I love it. There's some really good content in there.
You know, it's a long story, but you know what? There's some good content in there.
I love it. I love it. A man being true to himself. I love that. That's awesome. Plus, there are a lot of pretty ladies in there, so we won't deny that either.
I mean, I really do it for the stories. They have some pretty wild stories.
Yeah. No, it's true. They do. They really have some good content, and they've been around forever. So they always have some good stories and inspiring stuff to share, like tips and stuff, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I hope the men listening take that little bit of wisdom right there.
Yeah. You should. You absolutely should. I think with 300,000 listeners, I'm sure that there's some men that are agreeing with this. They probably have some secretive guilty pleasures that they do. That's awesome. I love it. So in terms of something that you have to do in your daily routine, what is something you do every day?
Pray. Every single day I must pray. I need to reflect and give thanks to something greater than what it is I'm doing and what it is we are.
I love that. I'm all about gratitude. So that is amazing. Like, I'm all about journaling and praying and all of that. That's awesome. I so preach to that. Love it. Great job. Great answers. Now, I didn't get to throw this question in before, but what inspired you to become a filmmaker?
Ooh, that's a great question. The element of creating art has always been something that I've been drawn to since I was a child. And so the evolution of being a filmmaker started from first being a poet. I wrote poetry, and then from there it morphed into writing short stories to long stories to then a screenplay. So having a platform where I can give my own voice, my own narrative, and use my imagination to just inspire and evoke a lot of emotions out of anyone watching it is something that I love the most about being a filmmaker. So my inspiration just comes from, it's intuition. It's something that's always been in me and something I've felt as though it's the right thing for me to do.
I love it. I mean, the trailer is so impressive. Seriously, audience, it's definitely something worth checking out, especially once it's live too. I will be watching it myself, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Up on facebook.com/Boston2Philly. Right there in the very first post on the wall, you'll see the trailer.
Yay. Well, Ralph, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I love everything you guys are doing. I'm going to be at that fashion show coming up, so I can't wait to see that.
Yay. Oh, my God, that's awesome. I can't wait for you to see all of us in action. It's going to be great. All right. So, Ralph, please tell our audience where they can get social with you, where they can also find the movie, all of that good stuff for Boston to Philly and for you.
So anywhere you type in the word Boston to Philly, all one word, Boston, the number 2 Philly, you'll be able to find the film. We have it set up so that boston2philly.com will be the epicenter where you'll be able to get the film, listen to the soundtrack, and, of course, learn anything you want more about the film. Obviously, I always tell people to go to the Facebook page because we act as an active blog there. So we give sweepstakes and we offer giveaways to any of our fans whenever we're commenting or doing live feeds. So there's going to be a bunch of ways to see the product.
That's awesome. And then, of course, you know, you and I were talking prior about, you know, you have a mailing. How can people get on your mailing list and stuff like that?
Yeah, so we have a subscribe button. If you just go to RalphSelectin.com, that's my personal website. We're also going to have a subscribe button up and available on the Boston to Philly page as well.
Perfect. Yeah, because you figure people that want to get, like, email updates and stuff like that, because email is the new thing these days, you know. So that's awesome. Yeah. Yay. Okay, good. So all they have to do is just, like we were saying, just Google Boston to the number 2 Philly, all one word, and they will get whatever they need if it's not at Ralph Celeste. Is it RalphAcelestin.com or RalphCelestin.com?
Yep, it's RalphCelestin.com.
Awesome. And then share, of course, your social media channels. Let everyone know where they can follow you, aside from the Facebook page.
Yeah, I urge everyone to follow me. I think I do a pretty good job of capturing the essence of what it is a filmmaker's journey is. It's Ralph A. World. That's my Instagram. And also my Facebook is facebook.com/RalphAWorld. I'm pretty active with posting. I'm pretty excited. I'm right now at about 11,000 followers, and that's, you know, I jumped up almost 5,000 followers from about a month ago.
So it's awesome.
There's so many blessings coming my way, and I hope everyone else around me is also just doing well as well.
Your hard work is paying off.
It really is, yeah.
I love it. Well, Ralph, once again, it was such a pleasure to have you on today, and you really inspired all of us, and everybody definitely needs to check out Boston to Philly soundtrack, which is live today, along with this amazing podcast you just listened to. So thank you so much for tuning in, and you also can view the movie starting the end of the month. So be sure to definitely check out all of Boston to Philly's Facebook pages, Instagrams, social media channels, even Ralph Celestin's mailing list to get all the updates, and stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.